Blog Talk Radio.
Find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Every day we wake up and we should be what? We should be thankful. We should also be mindful because guess what? Many things have happened to many people and none of them expected those things to happen. Why? Because it's never going to happen to us. It's never going to happen to us. We're always going to get through it. Everything's going to be all right. No problems, no issues, no nothing, right? Unfortunately, that's not reality. Reality is something that we all need to look at a little bit more closely. And part of that reality comes from our attitude. Not enough of us have an attitude of gratitude. So today's show is going to be on the attitude for success. And the attitude for success is just that. It's an attitude for success. Understand that not everything is always going to work out the way you want it to. Not everything is going to be perfect. But one of the most important steps that you can take towards achieving your greatest potential in life is to learn to monitor your attitude and the impact that it has on you, your work performance, your family, all of the above. Each and every one of us, as I said, should constantly be thankful. Why? Because you're healthy. Because you're within reason in your right mind. Because you're still alive today. That's really a really important thing to be thankful for, that you're still alive today. You know, one of my mentors was recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And, you know, unfortunately, right now he's not doing too well. But the interesting thing about this one particular person, his name is Reno Morales, is that no matter from the day that they told him and that I found about it till today, he has always been the most uplifting and upbeat individuals that I have ever met in my life. You know, I mean, he really has. And that's been an inspiration to me, and it's another reason why we're actually doing this show today. I'd like to dedicate this show to Reno Morales because he is an individual. He's a martial artist. He's a mentor. He's a teacher. He's an instructor. He's a father, a grandfather, a great-grandfather. But the gentleman is just so full of life that his spirit is in me. You know, his spirit is in New York City, or his body is in New York City, but his spirit is actually in me. And why is it in me? It's because he has such a positive and successful type of a mindset and attitude. In Reno's mind, nothing can beat him. Even if he passes away from this cancer, he'll still live because he's lived. A lot of people have never lived. They've never really experienced life. They've never really been thankful. All they're doing is kind of marking time. Until the end. Well, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us, again, needs to be thankful each and every day and understand that that thankfulness, that attitude of gratitude will show up in your family. It'll show up in everyone around you. And part of that, too, is the people that you associate with. That's going to help you. Whatever it is that you do in life, you need to be, again, a person that looks at it on the plus side, not as the glass half empty, but as the glass half full. Or in some cases, just be thankful that there's something in the glass. Because guess what? You know, somebody was telling me the other day, you know, if you've got somebody that's out in the middle of the desert and they're starving, and it's against their religion to eat pork, and you give them something to eat, when they're dying, when they need something to drink or something to eat, they don't really care. As long as they know it's not poison, there's probably a good chance that they're going to chug it down if it's going to quench that thirst, if it's going to give them the life force that they need or the energy that they need to keep on. And every one of us every day is born with that life force. We're born with that energy. We wake up every morning with that life force. We wake up every morning with that energy. However, we're wasting it on negative and unnecessary things. We're looking at somebody else's misery to find our joy. We're looking at somebody else's bad situation and saying, wow, I'm glad that's not me. Well, I'm glad it's not me too, but I'm not looking for that misery. And if there's somebody that I can, you know, help out in some kind of way, I'm going to do that to try to help that person out, to try to help that person to grow, to try to help that person to reach their dreams. Because guess what? Things change. Those of you that are on top of the heap today, you may not be on top of the heap tomorrow. Something may happen in your life. And, you know, when a person generally listens to the show or takes one of my seminars or any of those things, I ask them fundamental questions. The fundamental questions are, what are you looking for out of my class? You know, what is it that you want from what I'm instructing? Be it it's a martial arts class, no matter what it is. But part of that, when I ask some of the questions, is to give me a gauge on what that person's attitude is. You know, what attitude did they bring to the meeting? What attitude did they bring to the training? What garbage did they bring, or what gifts did they bring? I'm hoping that each and every person that decides to listen to the show or that passes the show on to somebody is passing it on because there's a gift inside. And for anybody that's dealing with stuff in their life that is a little bit overwhelming, I'm hoping that the show is sharing with them how other people have succeeded and moved on, or how they can succeed and move on. Because guess what? You've heard this before. What happens, happens to us all. It's how we respond to what happens that makes a world of difference in our lives and in the things that go on around us. So what attitude did you bring to the meeting? What attitude did you wake up with this morning? You know, most of the people, when I ask them that question, they give me this puzzled look. You know, the truth, people, is that people generally don't have a high level of attitude awareness. Most people wake up pissed off, and to be honest, you were looking for something to be pissed off about, all right? An apple is an apple. You can't make an apple a grape. You can't turn a grape tree into an apple tree. You can't, you know, change where the moon comes up every day. You can't change where the sun goes down every day. That's just part of life. Well, guess what? The inconsistencies of life are unusually very consistent. Some of us can buy our ways out of the inconveniences of life. Some of us never have any inconveniences. I mean, I met this lady actually a couple of years ago. She told me she has never had a migraine headache. She's never had a headache. I thought that was incredible. I thought that was phenomenal. You know, I talked to one gentleman who said he's never had a dream. I thought that was incredible. The interesting thing about the person that had the dream, though, was then I hear a story on XM Radio about some guy that somebody talks to him about the fact that he never has a dream. That night he has a dream. And that dream ends up causing him to end up killing somebody because it was just a crazy thing. It was a science fiction thing. But, I mean, I guess my whole thing is that somebody else said to somebody else, hey, I've never had a dream. And some writer created an entire horror story out of this person having or some person having their first dream. Again, each and every one of us is blessed with a gift, and that gift is life. Let's use our lives to help other people to have and enjoy the great gifts that have been given to them, as in their lives. You know, we don't all get it right the first time. Matter of fact, 99.9% of us don't get it right the first time. It's just that those of us that look like we've got it all right, you've been lucky enough that nobody else knows that you haven't got it right, or the people that know you don't know about the trials and tribulations and that past that you got in the closet that you don't want anybody to know of. But what I found from dealing with a lot of people is that most people are hungry. They're hungry, or in some cases, they're on their feet hurting. And why are they hurting? They're hurting because they've got a lot of stuff wrapped up inside them that they need to just let go. They've got a lot of stuff wrapped up inside of them that's not fulfilling them, that's not helping to meet the needs that they have. And some people are just living an entire lie, all right? They're not trying to live their dreams, and now they want to hold that over on every other person that they come in contact with because they don't have the balls or the chutzpah to do what they need to do. Well, guess what? For all of you people that are hungry, for all of you people that are hurting, you know, the good thing is that you can handle it. It's your choice as to whether you're going to be upset, whether you're going to accept it. You govern your perception of the world and the world around you. How you perceive the world is how you see the world, but how you see the world isn't necessarily how the world is. It is just your perception. So every now and then, as my mother-in-law said many years ago, you need to step away from the table. I don't know if you guys ever heard this story before, and I'm not going to go into it. But every now and then, you need to get away, pull far enough away from the table because you like steak. Step back from the steak that's on the table and see what else is on the table. Look at the smorgasbord of opportunities. Look at the smorgasbord of different things that you could take advantage of. Look at the smorgasbord of gifts that you may have to offer or gifts that are being offered to you instead of having the myopic view of only seeing what you want and then missing a whole bunch of different great things. Listen to and deal with the dialogue that's going on within your own head. Understand that that dialogue is either helping you or is hurting you. Listen to yourself when you're having self-talk, when somebody's talking to you and you've already tuned them out. Listen to the words that come out of your mouth and find out how those words are affecting your present, how they're affecting your happiness, how they're affecting your joy, how they're affecting the other things that are happening in your life and around those people in your life that you care about. Now, I've said this before too. It is no one else's job to make you happy. It is no one else's job, even if no matter how much they may care about you, it is no one else's job to fix your problems. And whose problems are your problems? They're yours. Each and every person on the face of this earth was born alone. They will mostly die alone. Each individual that lives on this planet is an individual. What's individual mean? One. That means there is no other one like you. There is no other one with the exact same problems or seeing the exact same problem the same way that you are. There is not one solution for any one of us. There are multiple solutions depending on who we are. You know, it's amazing how everybody wants to be an individual, but when somebody else is succeeding at what they're failing at, they want to blame the fact that they didn't have those opportunities. Well, in actuality, you chose your choices, so that means you did what? You chose your opportunities. So an attitude of success is believing that you can obtain that particular thing and then going for it, understanding that not everything is going to go well. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had people just like you've had people that have lied to me. I've had people just like you had people that have let me down. I've had people like you have people that I have done stuff for and they don't appreciate it. I've had people just like you have people that have not always told the truth or not always told the whole truth or left out really important information. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now, whoever told you that life was easy, they lied. They didn't tell you the truth. They didn't share the secret with you. The secret is it's not a secret. It's normal. It happens all the time. me and my wife constantly have this conversation when she'll tell me about some crazy thing that happened, and I'll look at her and I'll go, well, honey, that's normal. How can that possibly be normal? Let's look through history. That was happening before you, I, our parents, and our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were born. So that's normal. Now, why is it normal? It's normal because it continues to happen. Now, is it acceptable? Maybe not. Probably isn't. You know, somebody said this to me the other day. Why do we shake hands? I thought this was just incredible. They said, actually today, they said, why do we shake hands? The reason that a handshake was done was because people used to walk around with swords. So to make sure that there wasn't a sword in your hand, you shook hands. Did anybody know that? That's incredible. So to this day, we use it as a form of greeting, which it was then too. But the whole significance in shaking hands was that if you were shaking a person's hand, then that means you didn't have a sword in it. You didn't have a weapon in it. However, to this day, 2013, we still shake hands. And we did it in 2012 and 1900 and 1800, and we'll do it in 2021, I mean in 2100 and 2200 and so on and so forth. Here's another one. When you get a drink, when a couple gets married and everybody fills their glasses with wine, champagne, or whatever it is that they're going to toast to, and they toast, why do we toast? What was the real reason for the toast? The real reason for the toast was, and I thought this was incredible too, they used to overfill the glasses with wine, and as they would toast, the glasses that clinked would spill wine from each glass into the other glass. So now both glasses would be contaminated with each glass's wine. And why did they do that? Because that was to make sure there wasn't any poison in the wine. So the whole cheers thing was to make sure that there was no poison in the wine. However, we do it as a celebration. Happy New Year. Cheers. Drink the wine. A couple gets married. Cheers. Here's the wine. You know, ceremonies, all of that. Cheers. Here's the wine. But the real reason that it was created was to keep from being poisoned. You're not going to share poison with me because you don't want to die. Your goal was to kill me. So it's amazing how in our different cultures and then in our subcultures and our subcultures of subcultures and our subcultures of subcultures of subcultures, we've adopted certain mindsets. We've adopted certain ways of doing things, you know, but unfortunately we haven't all adopted that attitude of positive success, of gratitude, of thankfulness, of doing the things that we're supposed to do. You know, as somebody said today, too, everybody listens to one radio station, WIIFM, what's in it for me? However, we need to be not looking at it in such a small, narrow view. We need to look at it in a bigger and broader view. We need to try to help as many people as possible, all right? Again, not necessarily for thanks from those people, but for the fact that you know that you've done everything that you could possibly do. You know, now, again, there's a limit. There's always a limit because there's some people that will take advantage of you until the sun comes up, goes down, a summer, spring, winter, fall. However, as long as you know that you've done everything that you could possibly do, how do you feel about you? And if you don't feel good about you, and if you are constantly having issues, then there's something that you need to do. You need to talk to somebody that can help you. You need to talk to somebody that you can benefit by listening to. But you have to find somebody that's going to be of a benefit to you. Not a yes man, not a yes woman, not a yes organization, not some political politician bullcrap, but somebody that's going to help you. But everything that's going to happen for you is part of you deciding that things are going to happen and that you're going to take positive action. And once you take that action, continually take that action so that you can actually succeed and then benefit from all of the things that are going to happen in your life. And you can do that. All of us can do that. Again, you choose who you hang out with. You choose who you deal with. you choose each person that you encounter. You choose your hard times. You choose your self-pity. You choose your defeating attitude. You choose your feelings. You choose your headache. You choose your physical and your emotional pain. The key is to realize what is happening to you and that it matters. If you now choose to go beyond that and to stop allowing these things to take control of your life, you'll be a happier person. You truly will. Again, I say this to people all the time. My parents weren't perfect, all right? I came from a dysfunctional environment. However, more than, 85% of the people in the entire world came from a dysfunctional environment. They're not going out and shooting people. They're not going out and killing people. They're not going out and doing crazy things that hurt massive amounts of people. However, there are still a lot of people that are what we call functional people here on Earth that are having issues. And sometimes you need to talk to somebody else. You need to be able to vent. You need to find an outlet for what's going on in your life, but first you need to realize that things are going on in your life, that you are the person that controls the things and how you respond to the things that go on in your life, and that you are going to make a conscious and dedicated effort to change the problem, and the problem is you. And if the problem is you by you accepting things that are below you, or if the problem is you by you making a mountain out of a molehill, then guess what? Then that's what you need to do. You need to make that adjustment. You need to realize that these things are going on and then make your change. You know, Mark Twain had a quote, and I'm not going to get it quite right, but it still belongs to Mark Twain. Mark Twain said that in his life, he's experienced many wrongs, many mistreatments, and many incorrect judgments. He's had a lot of people that have cheated him, robbed him, talked about him, slandered him, done all of these different negative things to him. He said, and then when he looked back in his life, when he really reviewed all of the things that had happened in his life, all of those injustices, all of those wrongs, all of those mistreatments, all of those things that were negative that have occurred in his lifetime, he said when he really sat down and he looked back at them, a few of them had actually happened. Most of us build up a case, and then we build it up so convincingly in our heads that we start to believe the fantasy as being reality. We start to believe what isn't true as being true because we don't want to be wrong. We don't want to be the person that is wrong in the situation, be it your marriage, be it your relationship, be it your relationship with your coworkers, be it your job, be it any of those things. However, in truth, who are you hurting? You are hurting you. You're the only person that has this particular idea. You're the person that's not only cheating yourself, but cheating every other individual that has the opportunity to be with you or be around you because you've made all these false things real. You've taken that fear of your emotions. You've taken that fear of the responsibility. You've taken that fear of your issues, your ineptness, or your belief of being inept or not being smart enough, and you've created them and turned them into reality. Ladies and gentlemen, every human being is brilliant, even people that have learning disabilities, because each person has talents that other people don't have. However, most people will never step up and do the things necessary. Each and every person right now is walking around right now with one of the most powerful computers in the world between their ears. Yet most of us have put the wrong programs inside of one of the most powerful computers in the world. You can choose what software you install. Just because your father did it a certain way, or your mother did it a certain way, or your great-great-great-great whatever did it a certain way, does not mean that it's etched in stone for you. It just means that that's the way they did it. All right? Let's be honest. If you were sick, you used to go to the barber, and then the barber would cut you, and you would bleed. And supposedly that blood that came out of you was the bad blood, so you'd get well. This was an accepted practice. If I told you right now, go to your barber, let him take that straight razor and cut your wrist so that you can bleed out that bad disease, would you go? No, you wouldn't. Why? Because that's craziness. Well, guess what? Back in the day, that was a regular practice. It was accepted. Okay? The vibrator. What was the vibrator created for? You had to be a doctor to own one, and it was made for women that were having supposedly psychological problems. So a woman would go to the doctor, he would pull out the vibrator, she would get treated, leave with a smile on her face, and be cured. Again, we need to stop making mountains out of molehills. We need to stop taking things that aren't real and making them real. We need to stop creating situations when there is no situation. We need to become people of character. We need to do what we say. We need to talk the talk and walk the walk. We need to be people that want to not only see our fellow man succeed, but stop supporting the things that are truly not going to help anyone except some producer that knows that most of us live on fear and most of us live on scarcity. We need to get a holistic approach to taking care of ourselves and our bodies and our minds and stop thinking that some pill is going to make you skinny. We need to start brushing our teeth and all of those other different things that we need to do. You know, the other day I was on Facebook and there's a young lady by the name of Esther, I think her name, Ernestine Sylvester. Ernestine Sylvester is now, I believe, a 76-year-old woman. She is the oldest bodybuilder, and she's still alive today, 2013. She is one of the oldest bodybuilders ever. She's in the Guinness Book World Records as being the oldest active bodybuilder. This lady is 76 years old, and she looks better than a whole bunch of 20-year-olds I've seen. This lady is 76 years old, and she's got muscles and definition and all of that, all right? This lady is 76 years old. At 5 o'clock almost every day she runs, sometimes up to 10 miles, and she runs in marathons. This lady is 76 years old. Some of you are 30, 40, 50, and you couldn't keep up with Ernestine, okay? You couldn't, and the reason that you couldn't is because you decided that you can't. You decided that you're old. You decided that you're not smart. You decided that you can't do that job. You decided that this person doesn't love you. You decided that this one's having an affair. You decided to fail. And then you've done what? You surrounded yourself with a bunch of other negative to justify your particular thoughts. So now that you've done something to justify your particular thoughts, now you want to look at the rest of us and look at us like we're crazy, but you're the one that's chosen to decide to pick that particular path. You're the person that's pick on the fact that you can't do something. Well, first off, we did a show not too long ago and it said, can't is a word that's destroyed millions of people's dreams, and it's true. Can't is a word that's destroyed millions of people's dreams. Don't let it be something that destroys yours. You can do anything you make up your mind to. You can be anything that you want to be. You can succeed at your goals. They may not come tomorrow. It may not come today. But if you stay diligent, it will come. Because guess what? You have the power. The real key is to realize that it can happen. Okay? And the real thing is to take action. So, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you like the shows, please follow us. You can follow in the upper left-hand corner of the page. Just click follow, and you'll get updates of future shows that are coming up. Also, I want to thank you all for your time and your patience and the fact that you guys continue to listen to the show. I'm really amazed at the numbers that they keep just going up higher and higher and higher because all I'm doing is sharing some of my thoughts with you. And I also appreciate all the positive feedback that we're getting back on some of the guests that we're having and the interviews that we're doing. So anyway, thank you very much, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have a great day. Have a great life, and continue to be a great you. Take care.